everyone, and welcome to my show, You're In It, Bullets. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. You're listening to BBS Radio, the only radio station you need to listen to, bbsradio.com. I am here every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have toll-free numbers. Now, a lot of you already probably know me and the show, and so you already have the numbers. They're all over the website at BBS Radio. They're all over my website, www.michaelgoga.com. You can listen live there. We're Station One. Always remember that. Spread the word if you're telling anybody about us. It's always Station One. And the calls are toll-free, USA and Canada. Okay, I'll get the numbers out. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free, Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And today is a debut for a co-host that we will be having on the show here. The first Sunday of every month, she'll be co-hosting with me. A great lady, a good psychic, also a local resident, and living in my area, which is Greene County, Columbia County, Capital District. If you're out there, I'd like to hear from you, anybody from this area. And I'm thrilled and pleased to be able to do this with Shannon. I'd like to introduce Shannon Fossey. Shannon, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I am thrilled. You know, I've seen this coming and developing in, like, visions, dreams, and intuition. And here it is. I hope it's a long and fun-filled, interesting journey for us.
Oh, I think it will be. I'm very exciting.
Okay. Now, Shannon, you're a psychic and also involved in many different, interests connected to the paranormal and metaphysics. Many different degrees and certification and training, and also teaching it and instructing it locally in Hudson Valley, Columbia Green Community College.
Right. I'm starting to teach a course there March 29th entitled Your Psychic Potential. And it's basically, you know, anybody who feels they have psychic ability or an interest in it, I teach them how to develop it and fine-tune it and either use it professionally or just in their personal life.
Great. Fantastic. And it's a fantastic community college, isn't it?
Oh, I love that college. The campus is
I do, too. I'm always pulled there.
Yeah.
You know, I only have a GED, and I left school when I was, 15? But I always felt and seen myself eventually going there, and I know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably going to bump into me over there.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I would like to do, like, public speaking, typing, English, this type of a thing.
Right.
Yeah, and they have it all there.
Yeah, they're very friendly there, the administration, and very open to new and different ideas. It's a great campus.
I noticed that. You know, I remember them doing tarot lessons when I was a kid, really, when a place really first started, and I felt that being very open-minded.
Right.
Yeah, especially for this area. Very brave, open-minded, and it's still continuing to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know your class is going to be very welcome. Don't be surprised if you see me walking in.
Okay.
Hey, you're right across the river from us. Now, you'll be co-hosting with me the first Sunday of every month.
Right.
Okay. And now, you are putting together a paranormal ghost investigation team?
There's at between 8 and 10 of us.
that happens once in a while, Shannon.
Okay.
Now get back to your paranormal ghost investigation.
Yeah, paranormal investigators. There's about 8 or 10 of us. And,
okay.
Basically what we do is if you feel you have some negative energy or a negative presence in your house or your business, we come out and investigate it. We do a thorough, you know, investigation. We have, you know, we do digital recordings and we bring camcorders and, you know, the whole thing, kind of like what you see on TV on Ghost Hunters and stuff like that.
Great.
We also offer clearings, though, as well, you know, after we've done the investigation and got, you know, evidence that there actually is something going on. There's a few of us who will actually go through and do a clearing on the house and also work with the occupants of the house to help them deal with it and to clear things out for them. So it's really exciting and,
great.
You know, great. We're getting busy.
Wow, fantastic. I'm excited. I want to be a part of it.
Sure, I'd love that.
Very slow, though. I'm a very slow man. My wife's always yelling at me, would you get moving? But I would like to be a part of it. And when it comes together, I mean, are you going to have a website for it? Is it going to be attached to your website?
Right now, the information for it is linked with my website, but we're working on a separate website for it.
Okay.
The group's name will actually be Spirit, you know, and it's broken up with the letters, and it stands for... At this moment, it's a long name, but, you know, maybe the next time I'm on, I'll tell you what it stands for. But
okay.
We just came up with it last night, actually. But
okay.
It's so. We've already done, you know, one investigation. We're actually going back up because it's on a military base in up near Albany, and there's some really old buildings up there, and it was really interesting, and some of the other occupants of the buildings want us to come back up, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Very good. This area is ready for it.
Yes.
And needs it, and it's a valuable service.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that has, like, a disturbance in the house, like if there's some depression going on or domestic disputes or things just don't feel right or even after a bad bug went through, it would pay, really, to have somebody come through and do some prayers and cleansing in the home.
Yeah, and a lot of what we do, too, is, you know, explain to people. A lot of times when people have just recently been through a trauma or they're suffering from, you know, a deep depression, it can mimic, you know, paranormal activity or actually open the door to paranormal activity. So there's a lot of different aspects of it that I don't think people understand.
Oh, very much so, very much so. And even with the disturbances that you're experiencing, there could be a spiritual paranormal core to it or...
Yes.
Or what's causing it, or a touch of it, you know?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and then flaming it.
Mm-hmm.
And this field is going to blow wide open, because I believe we're here and now with this.
Mm-hmm.
And the tug of war, and the positive and the negative, and and with the confusion mixed in.
Yes.
I believe there's not going to be enough of us light workers. Not that I'm giving us a special title or a special anything. It's just that we're light workers, and there's not going to be not even going to be enough of us. Even with all that there is there now, it's going to be in need and continually expanding. Now you got a name for the group?
Yeah.
Now will anybody be welcome locally or a certain area or?
You mean to join as the investigation team, you mean?
As far as now, is it going to be a club and a group, and how are you approaching this, or how are you formatting it?
Basically, it started with the core group of people that I had started a group with a psychic development workshop.
Okay.
And we kind of branched off into this. We've been meeting since October, and, you know, we're going in a lot of different directions, but...
Okay.
Anyone is welcome
to
come and meet with us on a Saturday night if they have an interest in the paranormal or you know, want to observe one of our investigations. Oh, absolutely. We're very open to that.
Okay. And if you're local and you're listening, you can get a hold of Shannon. I guess they would start off with an email?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to say your email real quick?
And my email is shannonfassy@hotmail.com.
Okay. shannonfassey@hotmail.com. And if you're local and interested, you have something to contribute or like to be a part of it or know more, email Shannon. And I'm going to be doing my best to put it out there globally and locally. So, Shannon, when you have everything together, I'd like to, like, adopt it, make it my ghost paranormal research group that I, because I haven't got one yet, and I adopt things. And,
okay.
I would like to adopt your group and, you know, give it front page billing and talk about it everywhere I go.
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, so now I've seen two different types of groups. You got your groups where it's just a little group that does all the actual work and research and investigating,
mm-hmm.
and they promote their stuff, or you have a group that they have like a website, a group, a mailing list, and everybody gets involved, and so when all that comes together, we'll really push it and get it out there.
Oh, that would be great.
You know?
Thank
okay,
you.
It sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. Now, you're down by Beacon, Newburgh, that area?
No, I'm actually in Red Hook, New York.
Okay, in Red Hook. All right.
I'm 30 miles north of Poughkeepsie.
Okay. 30 miles north of Poughkeepsie. I know right where it is. Good. And I'm in Coosawhie, which is, oh, what, 20 miles south of Albany.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to cover a lot of area with the show.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Now, what I'd like to do is, if you're listening and you're local, and Shannon, you could spread the word, if you're a charity, a light worker organization, if you have any events, barbecues, fundraisers, special meetings, email Shannon or I, and we'll give it a shout-out. And before you know it, locally, we could have thousands and thousands of listeners, and mm-hmm. it will come in handy.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
This
really
is what my goal is.
Inventory.
I'd like to have everybody from Albany to Manhattan listening and mm-hmm. and do nothing but good for the communities and the people that are listening. So
yeah.
How's that sound, Shannon?
Well, that sounds great.
Sounds good. All right. Did we cover everything? Is there anything else you wanted to announce? Any interest or anything going on now?
Just one other thing. Starting in the fall, I'm not sure of the dates yet, but I was invited to teach the Psychic Potential class at SUNY Ulster as well.
Oh, good.
So that'll be coming up.
Good. That's in down by Kingston, right?
Yeah, I believe it's... out past Ellenville, but yeah, in
yeah.
the Kingston.
Yeah, that area, Ellenville, Kingston, New York. Good, good. And we'll keep that updated, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Shannon, anything special or anything going on? Any announcements, any groups you're into, or make a note of them, and every time we do a show, we'll get it out there.
Okay. I'm always, you know, I'm always working for, you know, the end to domestic violence, working for domestic violence shelters and stuff like that. So I always encourage people to get involved or to donate to those charities.
Good, good. And could you, we'll even get more detailed with that. Anything local that you want to really push, we'll get it out there on air.
Okay.
All right. And
the Gray Smith House in Poughkeepsie.
Where is it?
The Gray Smith House.
Great Smith House?
Yeah, it's a domestic violence organization, and they could always use help.
Okay, and that's in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody from that area, if you're listening. Shannon, we got a caller, but I just wanted to say that we're basically just starting this, me and you, in this area. So there may not be a lot in this area listening. We're probably getting more people from Europe listening.
Okay.
But before you know it, it'll shift to more people in New York listening. That's
mm-hmm.
what my goal is, too. So.
Okay.
And little by little, all these little shout-outs will mean a lot to our local area.
Right.
Okay. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. How are
Caller?
You? Caller. Hi there. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Molly.
I'm sorry, what was it?
My name is Molly.
Molly.
Yes.
Okay, Molly. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What part of the world are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Good.
Yes.
How'd you find us?
I listen to several people on BBS radio and listen to you, and so I just thought I'd call in. I've never called in before, see if I get a reading or if there are any messages or anything like that.
Good, good, Molly. I'm glad you got through and you found us. I'm going to give you a quick little reading, and then I'll hand you over to Shannon, and Shannon will give you a quick little reading. How's that sound?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you get two for the price of one today.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. And I can't say enough about BBS Radio. Everything here is free, and there's over 100 and probably 150 shows now and dozens of readers and toll-free call. So you can get a reading basically whenever you want, really. So, okay, Molly, I'm going to go into your reading. I don't know if you heard me read before. I just repeat what I'm hearing. I'm clairaudient, clairascendant, and I'm listening and talking. So I feel like I'm being pulled. I'm getting like a tug of war. I feel like I'm dealing with a decision, or like I got to make a decision, or I will be soon. So. Is that making sense, or is that on your mind now, Molly?
Sort of, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Possibly I'm being, I feel like I'm going with family with this. Family in the home for some reason.
Huh.
It could go out to children or within the home, people in the home. I feel like it may be, it's almost like, it could be borderline even disturbance or disagreements. And the best thing to do, really, I'm feeling with this is, they're making me feel like I want to wait, too, and coast along on this before I really force a decision on it. But you're in the end stage of a suspension. I'm getting wheels spinning. They keep showing me wheels spinning, and it's just about ready to get out of the rut and move forward. So whatever is going on in the home or close to the heart or around you, Molly, if it's a delay or a disturbance, or something, I feel like you're going to move past it, and you don't have too far to go before it's made right.
Oh.
I almost want to say I'm worried about a friendship ending or a job ending or somebody separating. Is this making any sense, Molly?
Career-wise, possibly, yes.
I'm worried about maybe losing or slowing down or...
Changing direction.
Okay, I want to say... I don't believe for now it's going to end. It's more worry than anything.
Oh.
Molly, I feel like whatever it is you are concerned about in career finances, I don't believe it happens. I believe it's just more of a worry, and I feel like it does a turnaround and improves or gets better.
Oh.
So, try not to worry too much about it. I'm also getting some kind of an agreement. They're showing me handshaking, and this is an agreement or a settlement of some kind. Or a peace treaty. So if there's been a disturbance or something between two people or between you and someone else or somebody close to your heart, I feel like they work their way through it and that there's an agreement or a peace treaty. And I would put that to anything that's close to my heart or my well-being. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
I don't know what this is, but I'm getting new baby stuff. It could be close to the family, friend, neighbor. But I feel like there could be, or there just was, or somebody's trying, and it's a concern, but a new baby.
I have a friend that's going to
I'm also hearing engagements, perhaps even weddings within my energy field, family, home, neighbors, somebody getting engaged, or finding someone, or actually deciding to... get married, so that looks good too. Let me see, Molly, hang on one more second and then I'll turn you over. I want to be careful with moodiness in relationships. An overall message here to And also be on guard for maybe some jealousies or spiteful behavior. This could go to friendships and romance. So just if you see it developing, either kind of turn it around or stay away from it or don't play with it, because the less energy you give it, the better off you'll be. So just a little bit of a heads up.
Okay.
And then a reference to May, something going down in May, between now and May, I want to handle relationships cautiously and with kids' gloves. Don't fear them or shun them, but be alert to hurt feelings and different little things like this with relationships between now and May, I feel. You know, that's about all I'm getting, Molly.
Okay.
I hope it made sense. And to save time, I'm just going to hand you over to Shannon. And,
okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I appreciate you letting me read you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
Fine, Shannon. How are you doing?
Good. I get a lot from you. Very, very positive stuff. You're someone who, you have a great healing ability, and if you haven't already, looking into Reiki and different healing techniques would be great for you.
Oh, okay.
Also, you are someone, you're surrounded by, guardian angels. You're also someone who has the ability to be able to speak to other people and let them know who their guides are and who their guardian angels are. It's just something you're very sensitive to.
Oh.
And people, I think you find, tend to come to you and tell you their life story, even if it's like, you know, someone you're standing in line with at the grocery store. People find it very easy to confide in you,
mm-hmm.
and you have a really good ability to communicate, and through your communication, it's healing to people. Just your words are very helpful and healing to people. So somewhere down the road, I think that might be, you know, something you act. I'm not saying you're doing it as a career, but something that you do to help people would be through, like, healing and Reiki and communication. Almost like a therapist would, but not in the sense of you becoming a therapist. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And I did, too, see a new baby around you, grandchild. I'm feeling boy, but, you know, sometimes my boy and girl has been off a little lately, but it definitely feels strongly like a male energy.
Okay.
And do you have a daughter?
No.
Because there feels like someone very close to you felt like daughter-like. It could be a niece or, you know, someone in the age range between, I'd say, 19 and 23, who things are really going to take off for her. As far as I see it being something related to school or college or something like that, but she gets so many offers and opportunities coming her way within the next 6 months that she just everything really takes off for her. But it is someone I feel that's relatively close to you, possibly a niece or something like that. But someone who would be, you know, you're in close contact with and would be really excited about what's going on and telling you about it. And I think your role in this is to really encourage them.
Oh, okay.
And I just see really, like, a lot of success around this young woman. And also some real estate stuff is coming up with you, but it's a little, it's kind of gray to me. It doesn't necessarily feel like you moving, but I don't know if it's you're getting involved with real estate or helping someone find a home. But it's something with real estate within the next 3 months is pretty imminent for you.
Oh, okay.
And as far as career-wise with you, I kind of feel like where you are, it's getting to the point where, you know, you just do it because you've been doing it for a while, but you're not getting any satisfaction really out of it anymore. And it's time to kind of move on to something new. But what I'm getting is you're going to get an opportunity within the company or the business or whatever it is that you're in right now to do something different but within that same company. And I think it's going to be a really good opportunity.
Oh, okay. great. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Molly.
You bet. Have a good day.
Tell your friends about us.
I sure will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Very good, Shannon. Shannon, do you work with spirit guides?
It is part of what I do.
Okay.
If I sense it, or if they you know, make themselves known while I'm doing a reading, I definitely pass that on to the client.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm sensing clairvoyant, and I'm even feeling clairaudient and clairascendant.
Yeah.
With you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine?
Yeah. You missed me, didn't you?
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
Tell me good stuff.
No.
You didn't get the job.
No. Haven't even gotten any
more. No interview, no nothing.
No, no more. I haven't gotten any more phone calls, no interviews.
Okay. Okay, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm getting scared. I'm really scared.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
The doctor is in the house. I'm going to clear away my energy instead of me wasting time reading you, because I kept hitting on this for a few shows. I'm just going to hand you right to Shannon.
Okay.
And I want to get a fresh view on your job search and journey.
Okay.
So see how good I am? I know enough to do that. I just want to clear my energy out of the way and let Shannon give this a fresh approach.
Okay.
Okay, how's that sound, Shannon?
That's fine.
Okay, good. This is Janie.
Hi, Janie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
What I'm getting about you right away is not, I mean, we'll get into the job thing. I'll get into that as quick as I can. But what I'm getting about you is there's a couple people in your life, particularly a male person. I don't know if it's a husband-boyfriend relationship kind of thing, that you really have to start putting your foot down and making some boundaries with this person and, you know, making your needs known, because I feel like you're really the kind of person who everybody else comes first, and if there's time, maybe what you need might come into the picture. And that's a really important part of kind of moving forward in any part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know you're probably thinking, oh, that's easier said than done, you know. But you don't have to, I'm not saying you have to have an all-out screaming match or, you know, a big, huge fight. But baby steps, start taking some baby steps to kind of, you know, assert your personal power and to make you a top priority. Because I feel like lately over the past, I want to say like 13 months, you're very drained. I feel like you're physically exhausted, and it's almost like, you know, you're running on fumes and you feel like you're in a hamster wheel. You're going and going and you're not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just need to tweak a few things in your personal life. Start with that. I do feel a job offer coming for you, but it's going to be another 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's going to, the thing that I think, when you first get this job offer, I think your first thought is going to be, it's too far to travel. Because I'm getting it 10 to 15 miles outside of the radius that you wanted to travel. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's a little further, but it's definitely worth it. So don't let the distance stop you from taking the job,
mm-hmm.
because this is going to be huge for you. But I'd like to tell you it's going to be sooner, but it's going to be in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the pay is going to be more than the jobs that you've been looking into. But the travel time's a little more.
Uh-huh.
Are you a nurse?
No.
Somewhere down the road, I might look into that. I know a lot of people say, oh, I could never be a nurse, but I feel that from you. You'd be an excellent nurse.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can't stand blood or stuff, right?
The what?
You know, just something to keep in the back of your mind.
I have a handicapped son, so maybe that's taking
that
care of him.
You were
taking care of him
it.
All those years, you know, but I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah,
right.
But Janae, let me interject for a second. What was the last job you had and you loved it?
What was the last job I had and I loved it?
And you loved it. It was just a month ago. Caring for kids, wasn't it?
No, it was working in the office. I mean, they had a residential facility They provide it for handicapped adults.
Okay. Okay.
Not children.
Okay. Because I picked up on you caregiven too. I thought maybe that's where the Shannon was picking up on. Okay. All right. Shannon, I'm sorry I got in the middle of it.
That's okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
She did say office work because that's what I'm picking up. The next job is going to be actually in an office.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, everybody takes turns in their lives, and I think somewhere down the road you might end up being in the nursing field in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big field, and there's a lot out there. But something to keep in the back of your mind. But things are going to turn around for you.
I tried doing medical billing, and evidently that's not my forte.
Right. Yeah, I didn't feel that is good
for you. I
didn't
do very well.
Oh, that's true, too. I remember that. Medical billing and dealing with the children. Okay. Shannon, you know, I was also feeling, I was worried because I was feeling, too, like I was feeling, I wanted to say January, February, March, April.
Mm-hmm.
And you told her 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling that, too, but I was afraid to tell her because I knew it was too far away.
Yeah.
But I was feeling the same thing, Janae, and I'm also feeling like within 4 months, I would say 2 months working, within 4 months doing well and mm-hmm. fairly stable.
Mm-hmm.
So bite the bullet and do the best you can, and just it's difficult when I've seen this so many times before, right at the gate and touching it with your fingertips and having to wait 2, 3, 4 months.
I don't know how I'll survive. I don't know how I'll survive.
It's difficult,
and
I know.
There isn't any man in my life.
Okay. Well, the only other thing I can really give you what I was feeling too while Shannon was reading you was that within a month I feel relief coming, and I feel it coming emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this could take the form of a friend or a relationship, but I don't want to stick my neck out there and say it's actually a relationship starting in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel comfort and relief, and it's going to be a friend or a family member or neighbor or somebody. Kind of makes a difference in your life, and I'm feeling that within a month. So it's not all gloom and doom.
Okay.
And stay in touch and follow things as they go. And you know, things aren't written in stone.
Right.
If something does come through, jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it gets you through until, say, the end of April, where you're in something even better or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So, all right, Janine.
I'm very, very depressed right now, and I don't see
I'm
any.
Feeling that.
I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm feeling that. You, you need somebody to talk to is what I'm feeling overall.
I'm 55 years old. I don't want to, I can't, it'd be, I
know. Are you completely alone, or is your daughter still with you?
My daughter, she just got work release.
Okay.
So she's
okay.
There.
Well, that's moving forward.
Yeah.
Work release, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is anybody in the home with you, or are you completely alone?
Just me and the dog.
You and the dog?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was feeling the pet and the dog. You know, I'm getting relief in a month, and that's basically all I can do. And I feel like it involves either a romance, a friend, and or a temporary job, or an income that will help you get through until it gets where you're supposed to be. So
mm-hmm.
don't feel in your heart that you're going to suffer right up until the end of April, because that's not true. Anything
right.
can happen in the meantime that's temporary or enough to get you through. Because,
mm-hmm.
Janine, one thing I found in life, being 51 and everything I went through, was that just when I think I'm going under, something comes through.
Right.
Yeah.
I have never in 51 years went under the water. I'm still here talking.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens. Just when you think you're going to go under, an angel comes through and gets you to the next step. So
okay.
just keep that in your heart and keep that in your mind. And and stay in touch. We'll follow it weekly. You have that magic touch in getting through.
Okay.
So just keep calling, and we'll follow it, okay?
All right.
Okay, Janie, good luck with everything. God bless you, man.
You too. Thank you.
Go for a walk with your dog and pray.
Okay.
That was one of my favorite pastimes.
Okay.
All righty. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. You know, Shannon, I used to love doing that. I had a pond. I would take my dog, and we'd walk around the pond, and I would pray.
Right.
And what a feeling that is.
Just taking time for yourself, yeah.
Yeah, you know, at first it was like, oh, this is too simple or corny. And then all of a sudden it became like the biggest thing in my life.
Right.
And then staring into the water, and I could feel the angels all around us. It was amazing.
Yep.
So, you know, when things are down, sometimes just turn from yourself, really, and look to the universe.
Right.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today? This is Jody.
Jody?
I'm actually in one of Shannon's classes.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jody.
Beautiful.
Actually, I've been listening to the show here today, and I got to tell you, what was the last caller's name?
Janine.
Boy, as soon as she started talking, man, just an overwhelming feeling of depression came over me.
Oh, and yeah.
I really do feel that she needs to contact somebody.
Yeah, I suggested that to her, that she should talk to someone. She needs really to talk to someone, you know what I mean? And she's been going through this. I've known Janine for, I guess, probably 5 years now. She's been a group member. And the last, year or so, financial and career and job has been a problem with her, and she'll get something and lose it, or get close to it and slips away, and it's been difficult on her.
It has a lot to do with her mental state too, and attitude.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's why she's falling short in a lot of the areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true.
Actually, I called to see if you'd give me a reading, Michael.
No problem, Jody. We'll give you a quickie, see what we're getting for you. I'm thrilled to have a local listener. There is a pocket of us. There's a handful out there, and I'm encouraging the locals to, little by little, I'm getting the word out every way I can, and before you know it, it'll be You're in a Thought Day in Greene and Columbia County.
Great.
Okay, Jody. Let's see. I am very strong with... they're showing me right off the bat, I'm getting two hearts coming together. Almost like you fell in love, or you're going to fall in love, or a partnership emotionally, mentally, and or is it did you just meet somebody, Jody?
I meet somebody every day.
Is it an anniversary, or
no anniversary, no
anniversary, right?
No.
Okay, is there a new person in your life romantically, or?
No.
Okay. They're just surrounding me with hearts and romance. I feel very, if there's somebody there now, it's going to get better. And if there is nobody in your life, I would start looking around, because I feel like within 2 months, there either somebody there, or whoever's there is more significant and closer than ever. So keep that in mind. This could be with business, too. They're mixing with you. They're mixing business and romance. I'm having a little bit of a hard time separating it. So it could be career, business, finances, joining forces, partnership. I would also jump on that or run with it. I feel very good with it and successful. You may see, if it's not happening now, you may see it coming down the road. Let's see. And if there is a disturbance or a dispute of some kind between now and, say, the next 30, or there has something just recently happened, I feel like there's a, like it blows over. Like the two disputing energies coming together, or agreeing, or or letting go of what's between them. So I just feel like there might have been an argument or a disturbance, and the people involved just let it blow over. So I'm not worried about that. Let's see. I'm hearing relocating. Now, I'm not quite sure if this is a transition actually in career or job, or you're actually going to move. But my boundaries are expanding, too. I feel like I'm in a stage in life where consciousness and boundaries are expanding in many different ways. I don't know if it's the internet or you like to travel or out of state, but I'm just getting roots and connections that are expanding in that way. So, just keep that in mind. Possible relocation. Now, like I said, I don't know if it's a transition in work or actually moving, but there
Well, no, there is a transition at work right now. I mean, I'm actually in the process of it right now.
Change in jobs or?
New owners, new business.
Yeah, I'm getting all of that. I don't know if you are you on the net with your business or?
No.
Well, do you do business out of state or overseas?
No, it's actually it's a warehousing facility, but we store for all over.
Okay, I'm getting an expansion with that. I don't know to what capacity. I feel like it may be adding or expanding or going or adding on to my where I do business, how I do business. So. And
that's,
I feel like it's good.
True.
It's successful. Whatever you're doing, it's successful.
Thank you.
And it works well. So, and don't be afraid to, overwhelmingly, I want to network, join forces, and encourage partnerships. So, because I keep hearing this, making a difference. And then I'm feeling like... I don't know if it's people that have been in the way, some obstacles, or I don't know if it's paperwork or permits, licenses, or just entities or people, but some things that have been in the way, like glitches and bumps in the road, and it's all being worked out with this business and what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm just getting it's all being worked out, I'm hearing, and I'm feeling within 7 weeks there's a... closure. It's like it's running like an oiled machine. It's well put together, and all the lumps and bumps are taken out.
That's true.
And we're moving forward. So,
okay. Well, I think I took up enough airtime. Let somebody else get on.
Okay, Jody.
Michael, thank you, and Shannon. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Blessings to you.
You too.
All right. Shannon, you brought in a local listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to ask you, you're clairaudient, clairascendant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get a mixed bag from spirit guides and ones that have crossed over. Do you do any spirit communication at all, or is it just spirit guides? Or?
No, I do spirit communication, like I said, with each person that I read for. It's so individual.
Okay.
But if, a relative that has passed comes through, I definitely, I make them aware of it, and we talk about it, and
okay.
I give them messages. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay, good. I have an intense interest in the mediumship, and I'm actually developing some new techniques with it. Carla, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Yes.
Okay. What part of the world, Sandy?
Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. Sandy, seeing that I just did a reading, I'm going to let you go right to Shannon because I see that we're running out of time. So I'd like you to experience Shannon's abilities.
Okay. That's
so
great.
So I don't
and,
take up... How's that sound, Shannon?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Great talking to you, Michael. Thank you.
You might
Hi,
want to
Sandy.
Speak up just a little bit louder, Sandy.
Okay. Hi,
okay.
Shannon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
What I'm getting right away from you is you have a great energy. you have a really positive energy. You're the kind of person that people gravitate towards when they're feeling, you know, not so great or a little depressed. You just have a way with words with people. You're extremely optimistic, although I know we all have our, you know, when we're not. But you have a real good balance of keeping things on an even keel. You have a really great writing ability. And I don't know if it's something that you, like if you've journaled in the past or something that you've thought about, but definitely writing down even your dreams or journaling every day would be really good for you.
Okay.
Because at some point, something that you write or some of your writings may even become published.
Wow.
And I know you probably, you know, that's, it may not be something that you've thought about, but it's definitely something, you know, you should give it a try because you have a really good ability with words.
Okay, I'll look into that. I do, well, I have done journaling before, but I've kind of let it drop.
Right.
So I guess I better pick it up again.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have a way of expressing yourself through words that just, you know, is phenomenal. And also, I see you, I mean, it's a symbolism, but I see you, like, being in a bank and being in a teller and kind of doling out the money to everybody. And what I'm getting is you need to step back a little bit with your financial situation, and you have a lot going out. And I don't necessarily, I mean, who doesn't, right? Who doesn't have more going out than that's coming in? But what I feel with you is you have certain people in your life that sometimes may come to you in that area, and, you know, you're always so willing to help out. But I think there's two people in particular you need to pull back a little bit from that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And let them, it's kind of almost like, not, I don't want to say tough love, I don't, but in a sense, that's what it is. Like, you know, you've helped them out before, but now it's time to pull back a little bit so that they can really see that they can do this on their own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Also, there's a woman in your life. It feels, it has like a sisterly energy, but I think it's more of a best friend who's like a sister to you.
Okay.
Who, the two of you are both really creative people, and I see you kind of coming together and collaborating with something creative. And actually being able to make money out of it. It's someone that I think you've known her for years, and your energies are just really good, and you work really well together. But this feels like more like in the summer to me this comes about.
Okay, if it's who I think, this person actually lives in the States. Would we be doing this there or online or?
I feel like the business itself, like what you'd be selling, would be more of an online thing. But I do feel like you having a closer connection with her than you have. So I don't know if it's a trans. Like I don't feel you moving or anything, but maybe she's able to come closer to you for a period of time. But it's just the relationship between the two of you is great, and she's like, you know, a true, devoted, loyal friend, and the two of you just, you know, would work so well together.
Yeah, no, I know who you mean. She is kind of like a sister. She's also my Reiki teacher.
Oh, okay.
But no, I know what you're saying.
Excuse me?
I know what you're saying about the energy. We do feel very much like sisters.
Yes, yes. And I think she's got some changes coming in her life within the next 2 months or so that, you know, maybe she's going to make a move or make a change geographically. I feel like, you know, a lot of things are going on with her right now, and they're kind of pushing her to make a change in her life, so this could be part of it.
Yeah, no, you're very right about that. She is considering a move.
Okay, great.
Good.
One more thing. Health-wise with you, I see you, you know, I don't see anything terrible. The only thing I think that might bother you once in a while is I'm getting with your stomach. It almost feels like an acid reflux kind of thing that you kind of battle on and off.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, I mean, they do have medications for that, but I think with you, if you took, if you're open to this, something alternative, if you took some ginger root and you boiled it and made a tea out of it and drank that like twice a day, you'd be fine. You wouldn't have the problem anymore.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, no, I'm very open to that. Okay, that's great. So you don't see me relocating or anything?
No, I felt like more it was your friend that was doing the relocating. I don't see any relocating for you in the immediate future. I what I'm getting for you is like between 5 and 8 years, things really change for you, and there may be a relocation within that time frame. But right now it's like you're planting the seeds to sow in like 5 or 8 years. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You're starting the groundwork for what's really going to be a whole new life for you within that time period, and now it's like you're doing all the groundwork for it.
Okay,
but I feel, you know,
good.
You have such a positive energy. I don't feel anything, you know, negative or anything, any huge traumatic issues coming up for you in the near future, just because I think you have a very strong faith. I don't, and that doesn't necessarily have to mean religious, but you have a very strong faith, and that's what helps you.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it's always come through for me.
Right.
So I'm very blessed that way.
Yes, you are.
Very good. Was that it, Shannon?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Sandy, I'd like to throw in I am feeling like she was saying with the writing, and I do feel a cashing in or bringing back to life some skills and talent that is going to help you a lot. And especially between now and the next 3 months, I'm feeling with you with changes. And if something changes financially and career-wise with you, I feel that there will be offers to relocate, but I think you're going to think about it and decide to do it a little differently. So there may be talk and thoughts or offers, but I feel like career-wise and financially, you got some changes coming up within the 3 months. And I feel like they're for the better and they're going to improve. So you may see yourself running into this type of a thing.
Oh, well, that's really good.
Okay, so I believe it really, from what I'm feeling, is resting on some changes that may take place financially and career-wise with you. And then from there, things may change, but I'd like to get you up to that point first before I looked at that further. All right, Sandy?
Okay, that's great.
I hope we helped you.
Oh, yes, you did. I thank you both very, very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, you have a great
day. Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Already, thank you. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Shannon, an hour goes quick.
Yeah.
An hour goes quick, and I enjoyed every second of it. I love the way you read and what you're doing, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and having it come out so close to home and on both sides of the river. So,
right.
So keep in mind, anything going on, you will do updates here and shout-outs, and when you get your paranormal group really, I guess you're in the development stage with it, really, right?
Yeah, we're doing investigations now, but we just are in, you know, the beginning stages of it. So we are coming out, you know, if anybody's got anything, we are coming out now, but
okay.
The website and things like that are under construction, and they should be done, you know, in a few weeks.
Good. Well, will you be doing tours, like inviting the public or the entire group to go on a tour?
I don't know if we're going to go necessarily in that direction.
Okay.
But like I said, anyone who has an interest or would like to be part of the group,
okay,
you know, to contact me, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Or if anybody is experiencing any type of phenomena and
yeah.
It's unexplained, contact Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing the course in Columbia Green, and that starts?
March 29th.
March 29th. If you're in the area, you're listening, I recommend you go, and I plan on being over there someday, too.
You will.
And now you have classes, what, once a week?
Yes, every Saturday we meet. It started, like I said, as a psychic development workshop group, and now it's just turned into anyone who has an interest in developing their psychic ability or interest in the paranormal or being part of that group, you know, I'm very open to anybody who wants to stop by on a Saturday evening and meet all of us and discuss things.
And they can email you and then hook that up and set it all up.
Right.
That's in the Red Hook area, Columbia County area.
Northern Dutchess.
Northern Dutchess.
Yep.
Okay. And, there's so much to say, I have a hard time remembering it all. I'm looking forward to next month with you.
Me too.
And that's about it, I guess. I guess we got to say goodbye.
Okay.
Shannon, your website, www.shannonfossey.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your info is listed at my website in the guest lineup page. And the radio show is also linked at Shannon's website.
Right.
So
right.
You can go back and forth and find out or contact Shannon from either area and go back and forth. Caller, how you doing? Caller? Okay, that's probably a signal from the boss.
Okay.
All right, everybody, I'll see you Thursday. Shannon, thank you and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, take care and God bless all.
You too. Bye-bye.